The following is a direct sequel to the Harry Potter fan film Severus Snape and the Marauders, which you can watch on the YouTube channel Broad Strokes Productions. It is an unofficial, non-profit, fan-based production. Broad Strokes Productions presents The Great Wizarding War. Written by Justin Zaghri and Garrett Schweighauser, directed by Justin Zaghri, produced by Mick Ignis. Chapter 8, A Choice at the Crossroad.
In you go, everyone.
You think you'd clear up the place knowing the Order's going to be staying here for the next few weeks?
We had a house elf, but he retired after trying to deal with your rumpant-sized shits in the upstairs bathroom.
Oh, shits, I thought a basement bathroom would make the new recruits lick clean.
All right, you two, go on. You get everyone back from St. Mungo's?
Barely.
No fun retreating.
Good. You four, with me. We need to see the boss.
Who's the boss?
Oh, you're quite familiar with him, young Mr. Black. Follow me.
There's no one here.
Professor Dumbledore?
Oh, so sorry about that. I tend to get distracted when reading my knitting magazines.
You wanted to talk to these four, Albus?
Indeed. How are you boys doing?
Good.
Great.
Fine. Thank you.
Very well. Yeah, thank you for asking.
Glad to hear it. Now, I understand you've got yourselves involved in one of our operations earlier tonight. Is that true?
Well...
We were looking for a friend, and we just happened to be nearby.
I see. All of you?
They were looking for me, Sirius and Peter.
Yes. And you, James?
I was, I was at my folks' place. One of the paintings was talking about an attack on Godric's Hollow.
I see. Well, gentlemen, I can't say I approve of you barreling in on our business.
We heard screams. We had to do something.
Which could have gotten us killed.
I didn't see you hang back.
You think I was going to let you get hurt again?
Not another word, Mr. Black. Regardless of the circumstances, it was reckless for you to join the fray like that. Now, seeing as you're exhausted, and you did help with our efforts this evening, you may stay for the night. We'll bed and feed you. From there, I must ask you to go on your way again.
But Professor!
Not another word, Mr. Black. Alistair, would you escort these young men to the kitchen?
Will do. Come on.
Mr. Potter, stay a moment, will you? I was informed earlier by Filch that you were wandering the grounds of Hogwarts this evening. Shall I inform your parents of your whereabouts? I'll let them know you're safe. You may go.
Everyone, these four will be staying with us for the night. Most of you know Mr. Potter, Mr. Black, Mr. Lupin, and Mr. Pettigrew. Boys, we have here the Longbottoms, which you are acquainted.
Hello.
We have the Weasleys, Arthur and Molly.
Evening, boys. James, you've gotten so tall.
Molly's brothers, Fabian and Gideon.
Pleasure. Didn't realize we needed more untrained recruits.
You saving them for breakfast? Oh, this one could feed us for a week.
Or a month.
Quiet, you two. Edgar Bones and Marlene McKinnon and Kingsley Shacklebolt.
Gentlemen, Mr. Black.
Hello.
A word with you later, Alistair.
Mm. The rest will be in and out as the night goes on. For now, let's eat. Where's Miss Evans?
I'm sorry?
I'm here.
Oh, Merlin, Lily, I thought...
I'm fine. Alistair, if you don't mind, I'll be in my room. Still doing some reading.
As you wish. Sit down all, eat while we've got the time. Got to be getting back on our rounds.
Sit down. Sit down! What happened tonight was inexcusable.
Last I heard, it was mission accomplished.
We were ambushed again, Amicus! By the Ministry and the Order.
I reckon they might be working together.
That much is obvious, Electo. What is also obvious is that the last two raids we have had, we have been caught.
We could have taken all of them if you weren't such cowards.
Shut up, woman.
I will not shut up! Everyone has been beyond incompetent, especially you, and I can't stand it!
It is a war. Things go wrong.
Let's see what the Dark Lord thinks.
Enough!
Who are you to talk to me, boy?
I am in charge of this group.
Oh yeah? Last I checked, Severus was leading the drills.
And where is he now, And where is Luther, for that matter?
That is none of your concern. Severus and Luther have been performing admirably while you all squabble amongst each other. Their loyalty and voraciousness have earned them the right to be integral parts of my plan. Now, as it happens, I still need all of you to complete my plan. But Bellatrix is right. Your incompetence is growing worse. And it's time we fix that. As soon as Snape and Frumenta have returned, they will inform you of our plans and your involvement in them. It will involve the one thing we all hold dear. Until then, I suggest you unite ranks, or I will find new ones.
What do you think of those four?
It's nice to graduate ahead of them a few years. James was a piece of work to have the kids under him.
But it did grow a bit. God had boy.
Yeah, and Lily too. Match made in heaven.
Heaven being Dumbledore's office. So you think they're not up for the order?
I never said that.
Why do they keep looking at us?
Probably because you're so handsome.
Shut up.
You know, maybe they're looking at me because I'm a lot less frail looking than you right now.
I've just been recovering.
It's been almost a week. You're fine. What you need to do is eat. And by the way, we need to discuss how we're going to keep your routine.
You can't be serious.
Don't. What, are you just going to let yourself tear apart a new town every month?
That's what the commune is for.
You can't stay there. They don't know you. James, we can't let him... James, where are you?
Sorry? Oh.
Unless she left a shadow or something.
Remus is a grown man. He can make his own decisions.
But we know how to take care of him.
We did. But we don't have access to the grounds anymore. We knew this was coming either way.
So what? He just disappears from our lives and scraps it out with a bunch of strangers in the middle of the woods. That's no way to live, mate.
But it is my choice.
It's his choice, mate.
No. No, this can't be how it ends.
I'm not feeling great. I have to go to bed.
Mooney.
Padfoot. Maybe we should let him go.
I want to talk about this.
I'm going. We'll talk in the morning.
Sit down! What are your noses looking at? Go back to your stupid rebellion dinner. I'm tired of all this moping around. I don't know if you've noticed, but there's a bloody war on that's been going since before we started school. And now that we can do something about it, I'm not going to let some stupid fight tear us apart. We all know that no one at this table trusts a Black, myself included. I'll be fighting my entire family in this war, and I'm tired of fighting with you lot. Now, we can all ignore this, go on with our lives, or we can go back to taking risks, but now for something that's bigger than us. What do you say?
Sirius, mate.
I'm in.
Wait, what?
Look. If Padfoot can blather on like a bad actor about what you lot mean to him, then I can too. nothing without you all, and that's a fact. I just don't need to monologue it.
Well, Peter, that's great for you. But it's a bit more complicated for me.
Why?
Because I have to make my own decisions, too.
What happened?
I can't talk about it now.
Come on. Prongs.
I heard you, Padfoot. I really did. But I have to think some things through. We'll talk in the morning, all right?
Right. Me too, mate. In the morning, I promise.
Well, you still got me.
Thanks, mate. I'm just not sure they'd take you.
What do you mean? The Order? Of course they take me.
No offense, mate, but you're not the best in a fight.
True enough, but wizards gotta eat. I bet they need another hand in the kitchens.
You cook?
I bake.
You... When were you gonna tell us that?
I like to surprise.
Who is it?
It's me.
Me who?
Me. Can I come in? Hey. I can see half of you. Can I see the rest?
What do you want?
Just talk. Catch up. Thank you. I'm glad to see that you're here. When I heard about St. Mungo's, I thought that you...
I left a couple of weeks before the attack. I thought about heading back. But I do no good alone.
I'm sure the Order has plans to...
They do. And I'm going with them.
You can't.
I can.
What if you get hurt?
What if one less one gets someone killed?
Lily, I wanted to talk to you about that night when we attacked Snape.
What about it?
I never got the chance to apologize to you. I just didn't want him near you.
I could have handled myself fine.
But he's a Death Eater.
I know where his loyalties lie. But I'm not sure where yours do. Or if you even have any.
I'm loyal to my friends.
Then you wouldn't have risked their lives like that over a grudge.
We needed to make sure he wouldn't cross us, or you, or anyone.
Look how that worked out.
I was trying to protect you.
I don't know if I can be with you anymore, James.
What?
With this war, and...
And what?
I thought you changed.
I have changed.
Have you?
Lily, I...
You think I don't know about you continuing to harass Snape?
I didn't.
More lies.
Oh, right, fine, but he was hexing me right back. I couldn't just take that lying down.
You could have informed a teacher.
Oh, there were so many teachers around in that forest when he cut Remus's face open.
I saw something different in you before. When I saw what you and the others were doing for Remus, I realized there might be more to you. I gave it a chance and saw something more. Something good. And while I suspected you and Snape didn't let up, I didn't know for sure. I gave you the benefit. That was as naive as I was going to get. And I can't afford that anymore.
It was naive to think Snape isn't a threat.
Do you trust me to protect myself? Do you trust me at all? I think you should go back to dinner.
So what? It's over?
I don't know.
It's not that I don't trust you. I just don't...
Please. Leave me be.
Pardon me.
James?
Oh, hi, Marlene.
I was wondering if you had a minute?
Sure.
I was talking to my brother about you. He recently finished his sixth year.
Oh, congratulations.
His name's Alan. Do you remember him?
I do. He's a Slytherin, right?
Yeah, about that. He was quite fond of you.
I didn't know that.
I know. You gave him a bit of trouble a few years back. I just want you to know that I'm thrilled you four are here. It was always such fun watching you run around at school, and I think you lot can do quite a bit good. So, when my brother joins us, I'd appreciate if you made amends. He's worried the Order might not be so welcoming. And I'm sure a little encouragement on your part could go a long way.
I will. And I'm sorry I gave your brother so much trouble.
I appreciate that. Have a good night.
Hello?
Dad?
James.
Hey, Mum. I'm sorry I took off without telling you first.
You don't have to tell us every time you leave, James.
Looks like you've been in a real fight.
I was.
How do you feel?
I'm going to join the Order of the Phoenix.
This episode of The Great Wizarding War stars Garrett Schwackhauser as James Potter, Danny Jay as Lily Evans, Kevin Allen as Sirius Black, Paul Stanko as Remus Lupin, Zachary Yaworski as Peter Pettigrew, Justin Zagri as Frank Longbottom, Liana Manassian as Alice Longbottom, Jared Wilson as Alistair Moody and Amicus Caro, Bob Joles as Albus Dumbledore, Jefferson Reed as Kingsley Shacklebolt, Michael Ustrom as Fabian and Gideon Pruitt, Alison Hawkstone as Molly Weasley, Beau Marie as Fleamont Potter and Lord Voldemort, Francine Lockett as Euphemia Potter, David Vandenberg as Lucius Malfoy, Katie Kotulak as Electo Caro, Anna Brisbane as Bellatrix Lestrange, and Ashley McKenna as Marlene McKinnon. Sound engineering by Matthew Cerritos. Sound design and mixing by Jordan King. Music composition by Alexander Arntzen.